This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
You are back on the tag team this morning with Hunter and Sean.
Right now, we're joined on the line by our next guest, who is the host of the project. We should say the star of the project, Gold Logie winner, and now the queen of her very own music festival. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, how you going?
Good morning. You are the queen of it. We decided that you're the queen. Will you be just sitting on a throne during the festival? Or?
Oh, no, Hunter. I will be ripping up the dance floor with my crown on.
I love that she could choose your voice then, unlike our parents who can't differentiate who's who on the radio.
No, true. Yeah. Carrie's also...
The guy that helped me put this event together was talking about something, and then I said, you know, oh, when I'm dancing and, you know, all that. And he goes, what? And he goes, oh, when I'm dancing. He goes, oh, no, you're going to be working. I said, I'm working. I'm dancing at this party. He goes, so, Carrie, you're putting on the event. You have to work. And I said, if people are coming to party with me, I will be partying with them.
Now, Carrie, a lot of listeners will be familiar with your relationship with Brain Cancer, but how did Brain Beats come about?
Well, after the Logies, hold on, can you just hold on one sec? I've got to tell Ollie to turn down his Minecraft because I can't see myself thinking. Ollie, can you turn down Minecraft?
This is why people love you. Just sit at home with the kids.
What are you guys doing?
Ollie's playing Minecraft.
He's home from school today. Yeah, he's playing Minecraft and he's got it on loud because he can't hear himself and I can't hear myself. So after the Logies, everyone was sort of asking me, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with this, you know, with sort of raising awareness of brain cancer and raising money? And I just didn't kind of know what to do because I think there's already some incredible organisations doing great work in the area. And I don't think you should sort of commit yourself to any sort of charity or foundation unless you, you know, have the time put towards it. So I spent a lot of time thinking about it and I thought, you know what, brain cancer disproportionately affects people under 40. I thought, how do I get young people engaged in something and understanding, you know, aware of what brain cancer is and then helping me raise money to try and, you know, make a change. And I thought, I'm going to throw a massive party.
That's cool.
And so that's sort of how the idea came about. And then, I didn't just think party, I aimed high. I thought, Ed Sheeran, you know, let's get Ed Sheeran at the party. Bit of advanced joy, bit of rudimental.
It certainly sounds, it's a lot more exciting than a sort of like a gala dinner or a chook raffle, that's for sure.
Well, but you know what? I go to them all the time and they're awesome. But I think that, you know, for young people, we need something a little bit different, something that, you know, you can kind of go to and feel connected to. And I think people will come to this and just love it. And then hopefully they'll jump on board and, you know, help me get $1 million. So
everybody loves Ed Sheeran, Vance Joy, Rudimental. But we were wondering, because it is sort of your festival, are you allowed to choose their songs?
Oh, I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, I think you should curate the playlist.
I was so delighted they were coming. I hadn't thought I could start picking the playlist.
Yeah, you can make requests.
I'm the annoying person at a party that when you play a song I don't like, I get up and I go, no, let's put something different on. So I may find myself in the middle of... Ed Sheeran doesn't have bad songs, though. That's the thing.
No, that's
like,
right.
If it was someone that had, like, hits and misses...
Yeah,
might be different, but he just nails it every time.
I think people there would very much enjoy it if Ed Sheeran was in the middle of a banger and you were like, no, shut it down, back her up, next one.
And now it's not just...
I love at the moment their new song Ed Sheeran's got with Rudimental. They've got a couple of great ones together, so I'm hoping they'll play them. But yeah, it was funny because when I thought about having them and I went to Michael Gavinsky, the tour promoter, and sort of said to them my idea, I think he thought, because I sent him a text message saying, hey, I've got an idea, I wanted to float with you, could I come past? And I think he thought I was going to say I wanted to release a single. Because when I got there and told him what I really wanted to do, he was like, oh. And I was like, what is he thinking that I was going to do? I want to be the next Kylie Minogue.
Oh, yeah, you should have done it.
Now, it's not just ticket to a music festival. What else are people getting for their cash?
Okay, so if you come to Brain Beats 2015 presented by Garnier, so not only do you get Ed Vance, Rudimental, Passenger, QZ up there doing stand-up, Tim Blackwell, a whole lot of people, you also get all that you can drink for the whole afternoon, all that you can eat for the whole afternoon. There's, you know, photo booths, there's raffles, it's so much is going to go on. You're not sitting down, it's just like you're dancing and, I mean, there's seats if you get tired, of course, from dancing. Much. But yeah, that's all included in the ticket price. If you go to carriebeaniesforbraincancer.com, and it's the number 4, not F-O-R, carriebeaniesforbraincancer.com, then you can you'll see the sort of ticket options there, but know that it's all included in that price.
Fantastic, Carrie. Well, we'll be there. That's right, guys. If you want to go, you can find out more info, as Carrie said, at Carrie's Beanies 4 braincancer.com. It is for a great cause, and it'll be a great day out. Thank you very much, Carrie.
No worries.
See you later.
We'll see you at work. Good morning. You are on the tag team on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.